allowed to make two brachas on one kais. Like over here, you are making havdalah and you're benching on the same kais. Like Rashbam says, Shmaminam, Arnei Beisushas al kais echon, Hecha de les layel al kais echon, Ki yocha, Afagav de yom layel, Ein Arnei Beisushas al kais echon, you're not supposed to, Hadecha de les lay shani, if you don't have, you're stuck, you only have one cup, you're allowed to make two brachas. Here you make an Abdullah and Birchas Hamazon on the same cup. Ushmamin also we hear from this Brisa that Beishamah Yivalib Rav Yehuda. This Brisa goes according to Beishamah Yivalib Rav Yehuda, that first you make the Barmir Eish, and then you make the Psamim. Not the way we do. We do like Beisilu, that first you make the Psamim, and then you make the Eish. This Brisa goes a little bit to Beishamah. See, these 8 halachas we hear from this Brisa. Right. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi says, Toamu Pogmoy. The Kaisha Bracha, Tzorach Shir Chodimilsa. As Ravashi says, from this Brisa, we don't hear both halachas. I tell you, he only knows halachim that the Kaisha Bracha needs a Shir. So that's why here we can't tell you first make Havdalah and drink, and then the leftover we use for Birchas Hamazon. You know why? Not because when you drank from it, you made it pogum, you can't use the leftover wine. But I tell you, the reason is because you don't have a Shir anymore. Hey, since the Birchas Hamazon, you also need a Revius. So if you're first going to drink it for Avdolah, you're not going to have a Revius left over. So Tosfos says, not the Pshat of Ravashi argues on this halacha and says that if you drink the wine, the leftover wine you could use for Brochum. He also holds Avada Pogma, you can't use it. He just says, from this price you have Mariah. Here, the reason why you couldn't first make Avdolah and drink from the Kais, and then use the leftover wine for Birchas Hamazon, it's not a Raya because Pogma. Maybe Pogma is kosher. It's just because you don't have enough of a Shir left over. So Rashi just says you don't have a raya from this brisa to this halacha. So that's one thing. This is what the brisa means to say. The diyek. My time at toima pogma. From this brisa, all we know. How come if you drink from it, you can't use it for benching? Mishum the kais shabrocha tzarach shir. Because since for the kais to use for birchas hamazon, also you need a revius. So if you're first going to use this kais for avdolom, and you have to drink a road revius, you're not going to have a revius left over. So that's why you can't use this kais for Havdalah, before Birchas Hamazon. But maybe in the case where you have two Revius in the same cup, and first you drink one Revius for Havdalah, maybe you could use the leftover Revius for Birchas Hamazon. Even though the Loch is not like that way, he just said you don't have a Raya from this Brisa. Right. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi Koper Achatzpah, Pegima. He was even mocked if he had a pitcher, that somebody drank from the pitcher, the leftover one of the pitcher would not use for Kiddush or for Brocha, or for Birchas Hamazon. Ravidi bar shisha kapada kosa. If he had a kosher yain and somebody drank from it, the leftover wine he would not use for kiddush or avdol anymore. A kosa pgima. And mamar avashi kapada afilu achavita pgimosa. He was also makpid, even if he had a barrel of wine, if somebody went to drink from the barrel of wine, he also held the leftover wine is no good. It's also called the pgam. Now the kiddush here is, even though a barrel is pretty big, still we say the leftover wine is called pogam. But the Medayik Rashbam says, it's only where it's a small barrel. But if it be a tremendously big barrel, like made out of wood, then there wouldn't be any akpoda. Then we say, even though you drank a little bit, that doesn't stir anything. Drinking a little bit of a big barrel doesn't mean anything. There's so much wine left over, we don't see any pagam. But Kozman, it's not a tremendously big barrel. Any other size, a big cup, a pitcher, a glass, if somebody drinks from the wine with his mouth, the leftover wine is called pogum, and you're not supposed to use it anymore for kiddush, for avdolah, for birchas hamazon. And we said the eitzer is pour some new wine back into the cup, and then you make the cup kosher again. Yeah, but the lock about kais pogum, my Tosfos speaks out. Pirush Rashbam, the cup is means like a tchila davka. The only mitchila you shouldn't use this cup of wine. But if you main lo yela pogum, you kaddish olav. That's Rashbam. That's what we hold on locker also. Let's say you come on Friday night, and the only wine you have left in your house is Pogam Dika wine. That right before Shabbos, somebody drank from that cup of wine. And this is the only wine you have left over. Kiddush on it, or Abdullah on it. Right. Turn around, write it like this. The pasuk says, "Zocher es yom Shabbos lekadoshay." Supposed to remember Shabbos to be mekadosh Shabbos. What does that mean? That means zochreyu al hayayin. You're supposed to make kiddush al hayayin. Now this is the machlokes we showed him. Some Rishonim learn this mid yiraisa that the kiddush is supposed to be al hayayin. And Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says in the middle, for nearer the kiddush al hayayin es machti. It's only mid rabbon. It's only the smachta this pasuk. Really, kiddush you could say just prepare. Or some people say, the Magen Avraham says, that when we say in shul, we say the Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night, we're Yotzei Mitzvos Kiddush there. That we speak about the Kedushas of Shabbos. Because the din to make Kiddush al Yain is only with the Rabbanim. But this Brisa says that what we dash from this Pasuk, that's Achrei al Yain. There's an Indian, a co-ponim with the Rabbanim, you would have to make Kiddush on wine, on a Kosher Yain. So the Brisa, Amy, I only know Elo B'yom. Maybe only by the daytime. Shabbos by daytime, there's this mitzvah to make Kiddush al Yain. But Laila Minayin, how do I know even at nighttime, Friday night, like we do, there's the mitzvah to say Kiddush al Yain? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Zohar as Yom Shabbos Kaddishai. You're supposed to remember Shabbos B'yom. So here is a few things kishver on this brisa. First of all, if you want to bring a raya that even Balaila, where's the raya from this pasuk Zohar es Yom HaShabbos? Yom is meant by daytime. So Gemara asks this question. So first Gemara asks a better question. For the Gemara, Balaila minayin, like you asking me a question, how do you know you have to say Kiddush by nighttime also? His posture, the pasuk says Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Kaddishai. So it's saying Zohrei al Yayin. You're supposed to make Kiddush al Yayin. So Rai says, I would think when only by daytime, but night maybe not. For the Gemara, how could there be such a Havamina? You could think Friday night, you don't have to make Kiddush. For the Gemara, the Rabbah, just the opposite. Ike Kiddush Abalailu. The Ike Svarah to make Kiddush is right away. Right away at the beginning of Shabbos, Friday night. That's when you're supposed to make Kiddush. Kaddish. Techi Kaddish Techilas Yoima Boile Kiddushin. Because when you want to be Mekaddish Shabbos, Zachris Yom Shabbos Kaddish means right away at the beginning of Shabbos, go be Mekaddish Shabbos. So as part of the Svarah is, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away Friday night. So how could the Brisa of Havamina to say no? The Ikka Kiddush is only by daytime. And I have a question, how do I know by nighttime also? It's very schwer. Pshita, you have to make Kiddush Friday night. Because all you say to be Mekadosh Shabbos means right away be Mekadosh Shabbos. Vesu, another question this Brisa is, then the Brisa says, Belayli Minayin, how do we know at nighttime also you have to make Kiddush? Talmudayim, the Pasuk says, Zohar Es Yoyim. For the Gemara, Tana Mahadu Alayla, the Tana wants to bring a proof that even at nighttime you have to make Kiddush. For Kanosov Lekrodi Mama, and it brings the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Zohar es Yom HaShabbos. Yom is only daytime. So something's missing in this Brisa. So Gemara says, Hochi Kama. This is what the Brisa meant to say. So Pasuk says, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Akadashoy. And Midashin Zohreyo Alayayin. You're supposed to make Kiddush Alayayin. So Shalom is the Brisa, the Rabbanon on Yismachta, but the Koponim, you're supposed to make Kiddush on a Koisho Yayin. Bichni Sosay. Avad, as soon as Shabbos comes in, you're supposed to make Kiddush. Right away at night time, when you come home, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. Ein liyela b'layla. This is good only at night time, I know there's a chiyuv to make Kiddush. But yomi nine, how do I know even by daytime also, there's a chiyuv to make Kiddush? Now, by daytime, for sure, it's only mid-rabbonin. Has will the esmach, even at daytime also, we have to make Kiddush before we eat Shabbos by day? Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, Zohar es yom HaShabbos. That even yom, even the day of Shabbos also, you have to make Kiddush. Now this treat is only midrabbanan, but that's the halacha that Shabbos in the morning also, before we eat, you're supposed to make Kiddush. So that's pshat the Braisa. So Balayla was pshita, the Kiddush is even by Yom also you have to make Kiddush. Yeah. Fred the Gemara now, B'yayim Maimavorach, when we make Kiddush by daytime, what's the nusach, how do you have to make Kiddush? Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Priyagofen. That's the old Kiddush. Shabbos in the morning, all you have to say is just Baruch Priyagofen. That we say Shomru and Zohar, that's Tam and Hogim. That's not the Ikra Din. The Ikra Din, Shabbos morning, is only to make the Bracha, Baruch Priyagofen. Or else if you drink Chamam Medina, you make it on Schnapps, you make a Shakol, that's the Ikra Kiddush. So that's the Rashbam. Omri Av Yehuda, the second one of the big lines. Omri Av Yehuda, Baruch Priyagofen. Asi Kosa the Chamra, bring a cup of wine. O Bruchei, just make a Bracha, Baruch Priyagofen. O Mishtei, and drink it. Now, what does this have to do with Kiddush? Why is this called Kiddush in the morning? Zoktim Mishum Kavod Shabbos. The reason why you're doing this is to give cover to Shabbos. Lechalek, to make a difference, Bein Midas Shabbos Lemidas Choyom. To make a difference between the Suda of Shabbos and the Suda of the weekday. In the middle of the weekday, you don't start off your meal by first making a Baruch Priyagofen. But by Shabbos, by daytime, as Kavod Shabbos, we start the meal off by first making a Baruch Priyagofen. Shu'inyin Shir, Shainoimim Shir El Alayayin. Welcome to Forest Beshutas Ramachoy Pashas Beishmo in Yisrael. That since Yain and Inyam Shir Leviim said the Shir by Yain, so the Inyan nice to be Mechabit Shabbos, first make a Baruch Priyagofen by the Suda. So that's the whole Inyan of Kiddush in the morning, is only to make a Baruch Priyagofen. Now, Lemaisa, it's a Shaila and Achreinim. Let's say in the morning somebody wants to be Maitzi somebody else. Like Mal, you go to a Kiddush. One person makes Kiddush for a few people. So it's a Shaila, really, how does that work? that really, you learn here the Gemara, all the bracha is just a bar priagofen. That means the Rabbanan just said, everybody like should drink some wine before you have the Suda. Like Lamashim, if let's say you have to make a bar priagofen, and I drink wine now, and I make a bar priagofen, my bracha doesn't help for you. If you're not drinking the wine, my bracha has nothing to do with you. There's only a loch if there's a brichas ha-mitzvahs. Lamashim, to make Kiddush Friday night. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. So then we say the loch is, by brichas ha-mitzvahs, shemeya koinem. I could be made to the mitzvah for you. I could say the Kiddush, I can make the bracha, the mitzvah, and if you listen, it's considered like you heard the Kiddush also, you heard the bracha. But that's only by brichas ha-mitzvahs. By brichas ha-nen, there's no such a loch like that. By brichas ha-nen, if I make a bar for a goffin, and I drink wine, even if you listen, it's not considered like you made a bar for a goffin. As brichas ha-nen, it just means if you want to drink wine, you have to make a bracha. If you're not drinking wine, the bracha doesn't help for you. So there is a brisk chumra, the brisk is, and the brisk of a machmish, prior Shabbos in the morning, everybody's drink from the yayin. If you want to be yaitzah with somebody else's kiddush, you should make sure that you drink from that yayin also. Because if you drink from that wine, then we say when the person made kiddush, he said the baruch prayer and on the yayin, it helps for you also. Because you're also drinking from this kais. But if you don't drink from the kais, so how do you have kiddush? Like they're learning that kiddush in the morning is not really called the brichas ha-mitzvahs. It's only the rabbanu ha-masakin, make a baruch prayer goffin, that's all. Now, to make a bar for a goffin, you have to drink wine. If you don't drink wine, the wine doesn't help for you. However, the mini goylem is not like that. The mini goylem is that people do make kiddush, one person makes for everybody, and the mice for everybody else. Vice versa, the mini goylem is we hold that even this bracha of bar for a goffin, it's not the pshat that Rabbanon just said, just make a bracha bar for a goffin, as if to say, just drink the wine. But rather, now it's called the brichas ha-mitzvahs. The Rabbanon said, make this bracha, that is the mitzvah of kiddush. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah of Kiddush now, even though you're not drinking wine, but brichas ha-mitzvahs, I can be made to you. So as long as you hear me say the baruch pragofen, it helps for you also. So I call upon him Shabbos in the morning, the only bracha is baruch pragofen.
Can you drink a different
bracha
wine and be yetzer with that baruch
pragofen? Yeah. Because he's being made to you. His bracha helps for you.
But if you say yetzer bracha for a mitzvah, so he wasn't really being yetzer to you and your glass of wine.
You sure he was? Sure he was. Because when he said the baruch priagofen, his bracha is going on his kais, and it's also potting everybody else. He's also making it for you. That'll be good. Because you have to have the bracha in order to drink that wine. So that bracha went for you also. Right. Ravashi ikloy le mechuzza. Ravashi went to visit mechuzza, the city. Omru le, so the people of mechuzza told Ravashi, le kadesh lon mar, kiddush rabba. And so it was Shabbos in the morning, and he told him, make for us kiddush rabba. Is Hovulei Kudush Rabba, Hovulei, so they gave him the case of Yayin. So Sova, my new Kudush Rabba. And Ravashi was Mesupik, what do they mean? What's called Kudush Rabba? He didn't know what that meant. What do they mean? What do they want me to do to make this big Kiddush? Omar, he said, Michti, let me see. Kol HaBrochas Kulon Bar Priagofen Amibration. That's Pshitan. Any type of Brocha you make, a Kiddush or Avdolom, the first thing you have to do is make a Bar Priagofen. So let me play it safe. They give me this kesh right now, the first thing I'll do is I'll make a bar pregofen. And I'll stop there and I'll see if they want me to say more or not. As he didn't know what they mean by kedusha rabba. Maybe they meant make a big kiddush. I say a lot of things. So I'll play it safe. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make a bar pregofen. So he said, oh my bar pregofen. He said a bar pregofen. The yagid bay. And he waited for a second. Chaz yisua, liusab, that old man there, the gochin bent over him, vishosi, and drank the wine. So he knew he was okay. He knew all they wanted me to say was just his baruch pregofen. That was it. Because as soon as he got finished making the baruch pregofen, the people started to drink the wine already. So he called upon himself, Kori Anavshei, Hachochem Eina Bereshei. A smart person knows what's doing. So he figured out himself, let me play it safe. I'll make the baruch pregofen and I'll stop and wait a while. If they want me to continue, I'll ask them what they want from me. But maybe I'll be okay with this. That's what he did. Rashi, Dushi Rabba or Pregofen. The Karlik Kedusha Rabba, the Akule Kedusha Karmelei. And the reason why it is called the Kedusha Rabba is because this bracha bar Pregofen is always said. And any kais we ever use for a bracha, we always say a bar Pregofen first. That's why it's called Kedusha Rabba. It's like the big bracha, the bracha bar Pregofen is always made. The Yagad by Erech by Ledas, and Yisar of Echemem Nishtois, or the Kach Yovin, the bar Pregofen, we give him Vesulai, and I'll know that's all they always say. Shim loykein hoyoyim aloy lekadosh kiddush gadol shel leila kimin hagan. Maybe they wanted me to say kiddush gadol. He wasn't sure, so he played it safe. Right. Amri b'nei Reb Chiya. Mishlei hivda b'maytsoy. Did we have before? Mishlei hivda b'maytsoy Shabbos. Someone did not make Havdalah, Moitzoy Shabbos, the loch is, Mavdol Hoyla Bechola Shabbos Kulei. He's allowed to say Havdalah throughout the whole week. For the Gemara Viyat Kama, until how long of the week can he still make Havdalah if he didn't say it yet? Amirav Zeira Ad Revi V'Shabbos. Up until Wednesday, up until Yom Dalid, you can still make Havdalah. Rashi Ad Revi V'Shabbos, V'lo Yad Bechlal, and not Wednesday also. Avam Reviya V'Yelech, from Wednesday on, Gabi Shabbos Habo Mischashiv. It has to do with already with the next Shabbos. Hey, the past Shabbos ends by Tuesday. Wednesday already is the beginning of next Shabbos. That's why it's Meduyik, in the Shia we say, Shiyam Revi, with Yam we say Lechun Aranana. At the Shia Shel Yam Revi, Kel Nekomas Hashem, we end off with Lechun Aranana, that's the beginning of the next Shabbos already. That's Yam Revi. But up until Yam Revi, it has to do with the Shabbos of the past Shabbos. So, how do we... Some say it was Ravasi Kamed Rab Yechnin. The Yosef they're sitting with Koma. Linyin Gittin, the same halach applies by Linyin Gittin. So what? Chad b'Shabbatam, Trei Tlosa, Vosa Shabbatam. That the first, second, and third day of the week goes after the Pesh Shabbos. Arbo, the fourth day already, the Chamisho, Marli Yoyma, and the Erev Shabbos, Kaimi Shabbat. They have to do with the next Shabbos already. So Rashbam, what does it mean in the Gidden? Im o malo, hareze gitcha, a man tells his wife, here's your get. Al manas, shetitno li rezuz, that you should give me $200, achra Shabbos. I'll only accept the get if you give me after Shabbos $200. O ya al manas, shetitno li kaidim a Shabbos, or else you give it to me before Shabbos. Until how long does he have to give the money? Is, so we say, if they said I'll give it to you after Shabbos, he has the right to give it to her until Tuesday. But after Tuesday, it's too late already. Now, if they said give it to him before Shabbos, that means you have to give it to him by either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So the same halacha is applied by Gittin also. That after Shabbos is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and before Shabbos is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Omer of Yaakov Aridi, Avulo Yalor, you should know if you don't make Havdalah, Moitzoy Shabbos at night time, then you can't make the bracha on the fire. Because the svara of fire is, because it was first created Moitzoy Shabbos, that's why we make the bracha. But once it's not Moitzoy Shabbos anymore, you can't make the bracha, Borim Yireish anymore. Omer Rav Brun Yom Rav, Hanoitel Yodov.